New York-based folk singer and songwriter Amber Rubarth uses her talents to explore a lot of different inner landscapes. And you can start off your weekend by exploring her new music tomorrow night. Amber is playing at the Hotel Cafe in L.A. That's tomorrow evening, Friday, November 16th at 11. And she's going to be performing songs from her new live CD, which is called Sessions from the 17th Ward. We talked about some of that new music, including her song, Don't You.
You know, that song was funny for me. I was actually, it just sort of came out exactly like that. And I was, to be honest, I was a little bit upset about a relationship that had, you know, a friendship that had sort of turned relationship. And I was feeling like I was losing a friend because of that. And it just kind of, it was kind of like a reminder song to myself that, you know, a lot of times it's easy to sway and feel like relationships can be the center of your world. And I think that a lot of times it's good to have that in the center of your world. But friendships are really forever, and especially when you're young. like all the friendships that I have right now have lasted longer than the relationships I have. And so it was, I guess it was a reminder to myself not to feel like relationships have to be better than friendships, and that there's like a huge value to friendship that needs to be taken seriously.
Don't you take him as a lover when you've got him as a friend. Don't get tangled in the covers. It's a means to an end. There's no turning back, no start, no...
It sounds like a best girlfriend sitting down with another best girlfriend over a latte and talking about the way to deal with something. I really loved it.
Oh, thank you.
It was a contrast, a real contrast to your Full Moon in Paris. Would you tell me about this one, too?
Yeah, Full Moon in Paris was a very solo song. I actually wrote it when I was out there in Paris, and I was traveling around, and Paris is so romantic. I feel like of all the cities, it just feels like you want to be there with somebody. You know, it's a very romantic city, and it's very alive, but cities like New York or, you know, there's a lot of beautiful cities that I love being there by myself. And I feel like I feel just as alive when I'm there by myself. But Paris, for some reason, for me at least, feels super lonely if I'm there by myself. So I wrote that just because everything was perfect in my world. Like, it was a beautiful night, and it was a full moon, and, you know, the whole city was alive, and it was just gorgeous. And I was walking around, and I was appreciating it. I was soaking it all in. And then I got this overwhelming feeling of, like, why am I alone? Like, the only thing that would really make this full would be if I had somebody to share it with, you know, if I really was able to point to something and say, hey, do you see that too?
It's no place for a lady to be alone. Full moon in Paris, there's a full moon in Paris, a full moon in Paris.
Let's also look at one more, if you've got the time for it. I would also like you to tell me about Washing Day.
Washing Day. Washing Day is one that I co-wrote, actually. I wrote it with my friend Adam Levy, who is one of my favorite songwriters and guitarists, and she's really incredible artist. And we wrote it in Los Angeles, and it was right after a rainy day, and we had decided we wanted to write a song together, so I went over there in the morning. And, you know, a lot of times people will have things in their notebooks, like little ideas sketched out or anything. And so I said, hey, do you have anything that's written down? You know, do you have a notepad or anything? And he goes, you know, I think I left it in my pocket, in my back pocket, and it went in the washing machine, so no good. And I was like, that's the song. That's so beautiful, you know, because I think that happens, you know, that happens, like, where you put a lot of effort into something and you have all these things that are sort of seeds and they're ready to start. They're going to be used later, and then something just happens and wipes it out. And then you just have kind of like a blur of pages of, like, ideas that you were hoping to create something out of. And then they're just done, you know. And it just the whole day felt like that, like the rain washing things away, and in my life, and also Adam was relating to something in his life where it's just this feeling of like the day after the rain, you know, where everything, like, you might have lost some stuff and you might have, I don't know, it's like a very clean feeling after sort of a loss.
Wake up from a peaceful rest, counting down 1 minute left. Cotton stops its jog in place. I hold it warm against my face. It's washing day.